Welcome to the ministry of Reverend Selassie Maxines of the Makarios Church, East Legon Ogbojo Branch. He is a seasoned and anointed teacher of the word and prophet whose ministry is backed by signs, wonders, and instant miracles. His unadulterated teaching of the word will change your life forever. Now, sit back, relax, and be blessed by today's word.
Clap your hands together. Clap it together. Beautiful. 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 God bless you for the hand clap. Now lift your hands up to the Lord. No movements at the back, please. No movements at the back. Lift it up. Some things must open up. Some things must open up. You know. See, now let me tell you something. Do you see somebody who drinks hot tea? Hot boiling tea. And yet the tongue is not bent. It means something has happened to his tongue. The cells are dead. Cells are dead. But if you take hot tea, you must feel it. If you don't feel it, something is dead in you. When you come to church and the song of the Lord is lifted, don't feel anything, something is wrong. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. Are you in church? You are. The Bible said that the natural man cannot receive anything from the Spirit. The natural man, like, that just you, just being you, cannot receive anything from the Lord. Just being you, let alone you plus anger, you plus hate, or you plus sin, or you plus hatred. Every blessing of God will be hovering around you. And yet it can't find its way into you because the natural person cannot receive anything from the Lord. Your spirituality is your advantage. It is your advantage to stay spiritual, because as long as you stay spiritual, you remain receptive. Can I say it again? Your spirituality is your advantage. When you remain spiritual, it doesn't bless me. Your spirituality keeps you receptive, makes you able to receive what is originally yours. What is originally yours? If you check the scriptures, the scripture never talks about God giving things. It talks about you receiving things. Because the problem is not in the giving from God. The problem is the receiving from man. Yes. Jesus breathed on them and he said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." He didn't say, "I give you the Holy Ghost." He said, "No, receive ye the Holy Ghost." Because the problem is not the giving from God. The problem is you being in a condition that cannot receive the things of God. I'm preaching to you. Some of you, the state you are in, cry, even a dream that can advise you for the future is not coming. Even a dream that will advise you for the future is not coming. Not because the dream has not been released, but because the state in which you are cannot receive the things from God. Yes. Oh, I'm preaching a good sermon. So always stay receptive. Always stay. What's the other word for receptive? Open. Open. Don't be closed. Aisha, shake your neighbor and say, I don't know who is closed, but I feel that my side, no, things are not passing from there. Tell her, please, don't be a wall. 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 I beg you. I'm moving forward in my life. Yes. Keep the keyboard on. God bless you. Yes. Oh. Philippians 3, 7. I'm about to preach. Then a short one. Then we enter into something little. And then we close. So just be alive, because if you're not alive, I'll just close like the way you are listening to me. Somebody said that a closed mouth is equal to a closed destiny. Once your mouth is closed, your destiny is closed. Because last week we were talking about a faith that makes you say things that will make you see what you say. So once your mouth is not saying anything, even an amen, even an amen to come from your mouth, to meet the word, is not coming. Hey. Start from 6. I'm preaching on 4 spiritual appointments that we must go through. Somebody say appointments. Hey, maybe I'm a bow word be like 15 minutes word be. Maybe bow we are now the rubby people. Yes. Oh, you have changed the verse. Or is the same verse? Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching righteousness, which is the 7. But Paul is saying something. Okay, please listen. But what things were gained to me? Those I counted loss for Christ. Those things that were gained to me, those things that put me at an advantage. Everybody listen to me. Those things that blessed my life, the things that made life easier for me, the things that made me smile, the things that made me feel good, there's a feeling that when you feel that feeling, you know that it's a good feeling for the day. So that when you wake up in the morning and the feeling that makes you feel that it's a good day is not there, even your best food doesn't taste nice. And yet it's just a feeling that is manipulating you. A feeling is manipulating you. A bad feeling is not equal to a bad day. A bad feeling, if you wake up and you don't feel good, it doesn't mean the day is bad. A bad feeling is not equal to a bad day. Well, I'm preaching. Or sometimes you can feel terrible and feel somewhere, but by the time the day ends, it's like the best day in the week. That's the best day in the week. That's the best day in the week. Can I prophesy to 3 people that this Wednesday that is coming, this Wednesday, this particular Wednesday, it's going to be your best day in the week, in the name of Jesus. I don't know how it will happen. I don't know how it will happen. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Hey, Me, I was there. One Wednesday like that, I was there. I was there. You know what I said? I was there. Now me woho. Then a message dropped on my phone, Bunshine. When I checked the message, he said, oh, hello, Reverend. I didn't respond. No, but it's a message. He said, you have been chosen to travel with the bishop. I said, okay, when is it? They gave me the dates. I said, how many people are going on this trip? He said, only you. Only you. And the day before, I went to bed sleeping that night, not knowing that the next morning I'll receive such a great news. Sometimes you go to bed not knowing that the next day is going to be a turning point, a supernatural news. That's what I'm saying, that a bad day is not a bad feeling is not equal to a bad day. No. And sometimes even if you're having a bad feeling, throw a party for yourself. Oh yes, buy your Coca-Cola. Don't drink it from the bottle. Pour it in a glass. Put ice cubes inside. Slice lime. Put it in. Put it on a saucer. Buy some misses. Cross your leg. Enjoy life. I said, do what? Enjoy life. Share. Because if you don't celebrate yourself, man, people will celebrate you only on your birthday. Only on your birthday. Even if they remember. Only on your birthday. If they remember. If you don't celebrate yourself. Yeah. Only on your birthday. Even if they remember. Yes. That's why my birthday, I will not allow you to remember. I will remind you. Yes. No. I will not make you say that. I forgot. No. I will remind you. It's coming. It's next week. A sister has been sending messages that my birthday is Monday. Like tomorrow, it's coming. I started getting the message from last week. Yes. My birthday is Monday. My birthday is Monday. Because she will not allow me to ever forget it. Yes. No. Are people in church? Maybe those on this side, are they footballers? Are they not happy about the Ghana match? Okay, please take your seat. I like the people. This is my church. I like the people on this side. The things that were gained to me, those things I counted by loss. Every Christian, if you're a Christian, please hear me. Hey, is that Celestine? Is that South African Celestine? Or is it Kenyan Celestine? Yes. Now, if you are a Christian, you will by all means pass through these four appointments. It's like, almost like, if you allow me, please sometimes allow me to say some things. Like if you are a girl, if you are born a girl and you keep growing, you will by all means honor the appointment of your menses. You will get to a point where that appointment is on every girl's life. Unless you are not a girl, or you are a half girl, or a three-quarters girl. But if you are a full girl, that appointment is on your head. Some people meet it at 12, others meet it at 14, others meet it at 9. No matter what time you meet, you will meet that appointment as a girl by all means. Do you understand the point I'm making? The same way if you are a Christian, these four appointments, you will meet them. You can't escape it. The problem is that whether you allow the appointment to fulfill itself in you is the problem. But you will find a junction where this appointment puts a demand on you that you honor it. I follow someone now. The first appointment is your appointment for loss. Loss. L-O-S-S. Loss. Loss. Paul is saying that the things that were gained to him, because you believe that as Christians, we equate. progress in God to gaining things. That's why if a Christian has a car and somebody else doesn't have a car, we may say that the one who has a car is more blessed than the one doesn't. But it's not a good assessment. God doesn't bless like that. So the first appointment is appointment for loss. Because Christians, we don't only gain things by God. Are you in church? Yes. You will get to a junction where what God himself gave you, he will still call for it. You remember Abraham? God gave him Isaac. And then after a time, God made a call. Hello, Abraham. Are you there? And so I'm with Sarah. Sarah and I are having a chat, and Isaac is there. And so, can I talk to you? Please move out from Sarah's presence. Go to the backyard, because what I'm about to tell you, if Sarah hears it, it won't be a problem. So can you go out so that I can tell you something? So Sarah said, Abraham, please, Abraham said, Sarah, please, a moment. So he went out. And God said, are you alone? He said, yes. Are you sure you're alone? He said, yes. I said, you know what? Isaac, the one you prayed about for years that I gave you, I want him back. Abraham said, pardon? God said, I said, the Isaac that I gave you, I want him back. And God said, oh, like what? Like a priest or what? Like you become a prophet? Or I said, no, I want you to kill him. Like, so that I don't have Isaac again. Like, I don't have him again. God said, exactly so. And Abraham said, no problem. No problem. Are there Abrahams in our generation? Are there Abrahams in our generation? Yeah, I don't think so. Hey, are there what vampire or who some erade their mouth? Now God is saying, leave it, Master. You will catch the voice. Yeah, you have prayed. You want to travel to Turkey. You want to travel to Germany. Then suddenly a door has opened. And God said, don't go again. You said, devil, out of my way. He will save the devil. I pull in church. But Abraham told Sarah, Sarah, you know what? I'm traveling with Isaac tomorrow on a 3 days journey. Yeah. And we are going for a camp. Yeah. We are going with what's it called? Firewood, knife, and things. We are going to sacrifice. And Sarah too didn't ask Abraham, what is the sacrifice? Because I see the knife, I see the firewood, I see everything, I don't see them. But you just trust your husband that he knows what he's doing. Are you here? People here are not in church. You're not talking about it. You just trust your husband. Do you see? Like you don't do like if you say like the take up. If you're a woman and you do shushemu sa, ube wuntem o. Ube wuntem. But it has a way of increasing your blood pressure. Oh yes, and you will always be anxious. You will always be in shushemu. Yes. The beer, it's like everything must be answered. Ditto. So Abraham and Sarah said, go. Then he said, oh. He said, I shall be back. But Sarah didn't understand that one. She thought she heard, we shall be back. But actually, Abraham said, I shall be back. Holy me, I'll be back. and then the guy was actually going to lose what he gained for Christ. He took his own blessing. What was the blessing to him? What made him to now bear the title Father? Father, the thing that made him to be called Father, he now carried it. He's going to lose it. And then he's coming back. He had already sacked Ishmael. Ishmael was gone. He's not coming to come back without the thing that was a blessing before. This is where many of us cannot pass the test. Because if it's not something that is blessing our lives, then it's not God. I'm talking to you. Are you people in church? Meet me in Bowen. Matthew 16, 25. You reign. Matthew 16, 25. You ancient Zion's King. Kadosh, 25. You are mighty on your throne. Matthew 16, 25. Listen. For whosoever will save his life, shall do what? Let me read something. To save your life is your attempt to protect your life. Because all of you who are working with God, God will put demands on everybody. Are we Christians here? We follow God through trials and temptations, through hardship and stress, tiredness is part of the package. Already you know that your work that you are doing, stress and tiredness is part of it. Is that not so? The kingdom of God, working with God also, stress, tiredness, danger, to be misunderstood, to be misrepresented, all of them are part of the package. Now, if you don't want these things, and now you want to protect your life, you want to now protect your life from these things, you will lose the life. You will lose it. If you want to prevent yourself from going through the pressures of Christianity and the pressures of even serving God, I'm telling you, if you enter into serving God, you will feel a pressure from your left. Yes. But you look at the stress, the challenges in serving God, in following God, and then you said, no, I don't want this thing. So now you want to protect your life and protect yourself from it. Bible says you will lose the life. And it's not your life that you want to use to try whether the Bible is true or not. You want to use your life to try whether the Bible is true. Protect your life. Whoever is saved to save your life, even to try to like security. I want security. I don't want danger. I don't want pressure. I'm saving my life. You will lose it. I'm preaching a good sermon. But he that will lose his life, that means that you allow the life to go through whatever it must go through while you are serving God. You find the life. I'm swelling the church. Is that a good sermon? If you see, like in Egypt, God told the Israelites in Goshen, listen to everybody, kill lambs, the first lambs, shed blood in your homes, all of you shed blood in your homes, kill. So can you imagine in Goshen, goats, lambs are crying. Blood everywhere in Goshen. People's first lambs are dying. They are shedding blood. Are you people here? And at that time, the Egyptians are enjoying life. And when they finish shedding their blood, going through blood all over, and they mark it on their doorposts. Because sometimes what protects you is from your own struggle for God. Yes. Oh yes. What protects you is the things you have been through for God. One time somebody told Archbishop, some of your younger pastors are now becoming bigger than you. They're having bigger churches than you, bigger ministries than you. Somebody was trying to spoil his heart. He said, no, it's not about big church. It's about what have you been through? What have you survived? So when the Israelites killed goats and shed their lentils, Egyptians were enjoying life. I'm telling you something. We are not protecting our lives. We are not keeping our lives back from the stress. We are not removing ourselves from losing things. We are giving it all out. And many people are just taking their husbands out of it, taking their wives out of it. Don't do much. Don't lose anything. Don't struggle. Don't, you are keeping back. Everybody will suffer something at the point. Because then, after the Israelites mark their lentils, then real death hits again. Now the Egyptians are now losing lives, and then the Israelites are safe. That they are now safe because they had already shed their blood. They had already shed their blood. He that will save his life, you are saving your life. You will lose it. Is that a good sermon? Hey, me preach sermon. Sometimes you must lose money. It's not every money that is for you. Even there are some money that is with you, but it's not for you. The money is with you, yet it's not for you. There are some of you, the money that will buy a microphone for church is with you. And you think that it is for you because you worked for it. It came through your salary. And yet, it's God's money with you. And to lose it, to lose that money. Look, the money I gave, my first fruit, my entire salary, January, I gave it. I got it back by March. Yes. You saved yours. You saved yours. I don't know the state of your finances now. You saved yours. When we're giving first fruit, the chair you are sitting on, the new chairs, they are people's first fruit. Some people sacrifice. My wife's first fruit is inside. Shepherd David's first fruit is inside. The chairs you are sitting on, some people didn't keep. You see, if you save your, whoever saves, the result, you lose something. If you don't lose it today, you lose it tomorrow. It's better you lose it now. You better lose now when you are in class one than when you get to class six. If you lose some classes, the loss is great. So I'll prefer, Tom, yeah, I didn't give anything, but I'm okay. No, it means that your loss is in the future. And it may be more dangerous. You must not like cry that, hey, let the loss come now. It should come now. I prefer that it comes now than it comes in the future when I've climbed higher. If I drop the the fall will be great. I preach. May boy wear too much. Yeah. Don't feel that we didn't give anything. We are okay. Yeah, just I said I dropped my first. My wife dropped it. Wait, now how to pay our children's January fee? We have to believe God. That January is as the people went to school in January. We have to believe God. But I'm saying that we have shed our blood already. He that saves his life, you will lose, unless you don't believe the Bible. And I'm saying that if you are living now, you are not losing now, you must be concerned. It means that your loss is coming in the future. Hey. Yeah. Christians cannot lose money for the sake of God. And sometimes it's a poverty spirit. It's a poverty spirit. God punish every poverty spirit. God punish every poverty spirit. I said, God punish every poverty spirit. Yeah. I hear. Yes. Are you all in church at all? If you don't learn how to lose 100, 300, 500, God will make you lose 5,000. 20,000. Huh? You'll be shocked. Yes. I'm preaching. To lose money is part of the game. All of you young people. Can I preach a little bit more? People do, you are in church. No, you become angry. You are angry how? When it was your something, people didn't come. Oh? And the people who complained that it was my baby dedication, they didn't come. Or my grandmother's funeral, they didn't come. They have not gone to anybody's funeral before. And I'm going to ask you, they have not gone to anybody's funeral before. They've not gone to anybody baby dedication before. They've not supported anybody financially before. And yet they have a problem when they are not supported. I don't get it. When I think about it, I don't get it. One sister, I met her yesterday at Baoleshi. I don't know whether she's in church. Okay. She told me. She hadn't come to church this year. He said, look, when I come to your church, I know that God is in the church. That's what she told me. And then she even told me about a message I preached last year. She gave me a sentence from the message that such a sentence, when she heard it, it made her feel something. And yet people sit here and they agree in their heart that the Holy Spirit is here. God is here. We are not Apache pastors. We don't sleep with the girls in the church. And yet the reason you leave the church is because a baby dedication is not attended. When you have agreed that the word of God is preached, the Holy Ghost, this is a good church, then when you decide to leave the church, it's for a flimsy reason. Christians in church for God or is it a social club? Somebody asked somebody, when it was your baby dedication, was it announced in the church? Oh, what am I announcing? Mikayo. What am I announcing? Who be worried? So, Mikael. Ah, one nana ni mi awu ye yanka sho asori ho. Anyone make awu hu o? You say it is why are you blind this awu hu she? Eh, And yet, when my father that he announced, did they announce? Then they said, church! My father is dead. Give me a handkerchief. One announcement was not made in the church. It's not important. Whether you came or you didn't come, it's not important. I buried him. I carried the casket myself. I lifted the casket and put it in the car myself. Your presence or your absence doesn't make any. I'll not come to say, Ophelia. Ophelia didn't come for my father's funeral. I will pray for me who will be coming. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Yes. Lose your comfort. Hey, any Christianity with convenience, unko baby. Do you understand convenience? Convenience is that say a chunk a cra. Wunye. A meow kakra. Wunye. A yet ding kakra. No tree break. That's why churches are not advancing, because we don't have people who push their head through no matter what. A little pressure, no, everybody lets go. A little pressure. I'm talking to you. A little pressure. Everybody lets go. Everybody lets go. Everybody lets go. Hey, it's okay. A little pressure. Everybody lets go in the church. And then people complain, you have not been treated well, they didn't speak to you well, whatever. Hey. Maza, I wanted to ask a question, but you're a man of God.
Yes.
I cannot ask, so maybe I can ask the boys of God. Ask you. Let me find the voice of God. Hey. Has your wife not done unpleasant things to you before? Have you left her?
No.
No. Even your boyfriend, he's nastier than the church. And yet, you are still washing his boxer. Church, a chukakra. Church, I saw a chukakra. Then you have become some way. It's like you are an egg that cannot be touched. Hey. And I'm going to just say, so we are like Christians who are not real Christians. Comfort, convenience, nice things, a little chichi kra, a chunk of crap, then you let go. It's okay. I can't do this thing. And yet the Savior, he carried the cross. Hey, the weight of the cross plus the stripes, plus the teasings and the mockery, plus the slaps, and yet he bore it to the logical conclusion. Comfort, convenience. I don't know when it comes, we must feel hot. There's no AC here. Well, sir, your pastor now high as shit. It's a member view. Is your room not hotter than the church? Who them? AC or hot? I saw in the highest shit. We say, what them know? It's not hotter than the church. Yeah. Tonight, you sleep there. Finally, you know. I mean, me bow it, Bassa. Yes. Yes. I say, mosquitoes, Baha. But me and Pep midweek says, mosquitoes. Mempe midweek 7, mosquitoes. Hey, what about mosquitoes? Now, I be real, Wahano. Hey, Yeah, as though there are no mosquitoes in your house. This walk is not a walk of comfort. It's not a walk. Anybody who wants to walk it comfortably, you will be walked out of it by an angel. Oh, yes. I'm just walking like a Nigerian pastor. If you want to walk the Christian life comfortably, you will be walked out of it by an angel. We do allow convenience and comfort. To lose your family. This boy who has become a man sitting here, I knew him when he was a boy. Now he's becoming a man. This boy has grown in God because God removed him from family. Oh yes, God separated him from the family. If he has stayed with his father under his father's care, he may be smoking shisha at ANC Mall with strawberry flavor with Indonesian girls and Bantama Kumasi Bantama girls. Yes, I'm preaching. Yes, even this girl, as she's here. Starting up and down like this. God removed her from her father's house and put her here. That's why she can be doing working that, serving tea, cleaning the house, serving water, serving God. Because if you don't know how to serve a man of God, you can't serve your husband well. Some of you can't serve. You see, I went to a place there. The women, do you know how they serve? Like this. The women serve the men on their knees. I saw it with my own eyes. I said, if I tell you, you won't believe. So I took a picture and video. And I sent to some women in the church that, do you see how women serve men in certain places? Yes. And if they were serving seven men on the row, this is how they'll be working on the floor. Serve this one. Women. You showed your husband where the rice is. Or now uncut it. He should go and take the rice. I'm preaching. It's on the stove. This must girls get there. You serve food with water. Water to drink. Water to wash your hand. Water to drink. Water to wash your hand. A person should not be in the middle of his food and call for water. You are failed. He's in the center of the food. Then he's calling for water. You are failed. And now he has finished the food. And then he's calling for water to wash his hand. You are failed. You don't know how to serve and you are proud. May bow with brutal. Hey. Family, all of you like this. Before you can serve God well, God will make you disconnect from family and give you a new father. Your father is there, but he'll give me as your father. I'll blast you. Fire for fire. I'll push you. I will close my ears to your excuses. Even sometimes, genuinely so. You are feeling the pain, but mentisa will feel pain. No? Because me tipe, na me so me tipe nipe, yen to me ko enimbio. Oh, yes. I'm preaching. Family. Oh, yes. Family. All of you. Even my wife, God has to remove her at a certain point. So it's when she went to school at Kolebu. Father is not the man that then she began to do wild things, chasing souls. Hey, as a student, she had a church. I went to preach in her church. Yes. May people feel him and say, Papa, man, Genesis is here. Hey! I combine all my scripture, every scripture I knew in the world, every Bibia, maximum impact. Yes. Because of my property in China, I'm bored here. And wow. Last point, then we close. Lose your safety and your security. Lose your safety and your security. Are you here? In our house, my area there. So, oh, Bilede, it's dangerous in the night. Dangerous in the night. One time, even I had some water problem. I called Free Heart to come and solve for me. Hey, my flat people became something. They took me on. It's like, why should I bring somebody in the night? These artisans, we don't know them. They come and when they come and work, now they look into the area so that now later they come and steal. I said, I have a water problem at night. Can I not call my own guy? You know, night is dangerous. Hey, recently there was a major robbery in the area in the afternoon. Because you are not wiser than God. In the robbery was happening in the afternoon. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Your pastor and you know I am pontem. You coffee and now you're dangerous. You coffee and now you're dangerous. Whatever. God will show you that the day they will snatch your bag, you will not be coming from church. You will be coming from somewhere else. And it will be in the afternoon too. Yeah. Security, God keeps us. We are not saying that because of that we should be foolish. That's not what we are saying. That's what we are saying. We are not saying you should be foolish. No. We are also wise. One time, I went to buy... Is it machete they call it? Machete. Slim one like that. And I put it under my car seat. It was under the car seat because when we're going, my former place, when we are going to the gate, I get to the main gate, I have to come out from the car, open the gate, drive the car inside, come out from the car, or close the gate. And on my left was bush, on my right was some construction thing. So I had my own machete under the seat. I mean, we'll be blowing tongues and we'll be cutting your ears. Kashota balade to. We say, hey, whoosh, ha. Yeah, but somebody advised me that it's not a good idea. I don't know whether it was you. I know somebody advised me that no, you should not keep a machete in your car. So I removed it. Then I said, well, now I'm on the grace of God. Yeah. A certain man, true story. He kept his children from outdoor things, church things, like my children, I don't want them to meet. Like the children cannot even go out to mingle, go for camp, go for programs. He kept them so that he was protecting the children. The day he released them was the day she got pregnant. Because she had packaged everything that she had wanted. It's like, hey, today, dear. The day she came out was the day that she was fired. Yes. Security. It's like you are too conscious. We can't do this because it's some way. We can't serve God. We can't give up. People have given things to God. People, you see, I watch people as they walk away from the work of God. And I say in my heart, that's it. God should forgive us. God should forgive us. I see it all the time. Because it's pinching. And as I'm preaching, you're on your phone. As I'm talking to you, you're on your phone. Disconnected. Oh. God is alive. Clap your hands together for the Lord. Are you blessed? Lift your right hand up. You are not lifting your hand to me, you are lifting it to Yahweh. Yahweh. It's to Yahweh. God can locate you by your hand lifted up. God can locate you by your hand lifted up. Yes. God can locate you by your hand lifted up. Just wave it to the Lord. Wave it to the Lord. Say, God, locate me. Locate me. Find me. Find me in my confusion. Find me in my challenges. Even in my blessing, it's not enough. You can add more. Find me at my next step. Find me. Find me. Tell Allah, God, let me not be part of the crowd, keke, but single me out. Single me out for what is next in my life. Single me out. As you wave your hands, it's a prophetic direction. You are asking God, single me out. Find me out. Look through the crowd, a crowd of thousands of ladies, thousands of guides, and yet locate me and bring me to my place of destiny. 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 Ay, 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 ay. Ay, ay, ay. We are about to close soon. We are about to close soon. About to close to. As your hands are waving, it's a prophetic token asking the Lord that, Father, in the crowd of thousands of men, locate me. Find me. Find me. May I not be lost. May I not be lost among students. May I not be lost among workers. May I not be lost among wives. May I not be lost among young girls. Here I am. I'm waving the hand. I am. Find me there. Find me. Find me. Find me. Find me. Find me. Find me. Yes. Oh, yeah. Find me. Find me. Oh, yeah. Find me. Find me. Hey. Put your hand there. You don't feel well in your body. Put your hand there. You give me strength. Put your hand there. Father, we pray. I command the disappearance. I command the disappearance of devils that cause infirmities. Amen. I command the disappearance of demons that cause infirmities. Amen. I command you, go. Amen. Lift the body in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everywhere there's a pain, everywhere there's a discomfort, everywhere there is an affliction, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may the power of God scan through this whole auditorium and locate the place of your pain, and I command the pain, go in the name of Jesus. Go and let God's children be free. Let God's children be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. There are people here who feel burdened. You feel burdened. You feel burdened. You are just not happy. You feel a weight on you. A weight is pressurizing you down. You don't know what it is. Right now, I command the lifting off of that weight off your life. Yes. That the peace of God may find expression. That the joy of the Lord will be your strength. That the grace of the Lord will find expression. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. You are being healed and you are being touched. You are being healed and you are being touched. You are being healed and you are being touched. A weight, that like a weight, like something like a weight, a pressure. It has pressurized you for days. It's lifting off your life because the answer is coming. I command the answer to find you. I command the answer to find you. I command the answer to find you. In the name of Jesus. Will there be some like a millicent in the service? Will there be a millicent in the service? Millicent that has to be prayed for. Hey, are you Millicent?
Every broken heart,
hey.
Delivered.
Huh? Hey. Like his official name.
He
sees. Hey, Millicent. Bella Millicent. I didn't know you had more than Millicent. Official.
Wow.
But it's when we're waving the hands, I used to wave your hands. Is the singling out from among a group.
One, two.
That's the blessing. Is the singing out from among a group. Just at the point that we were waving the hands. That's why I even started to talk about that. But you have to be expectant. But it will be like my story. It will not necessarily like a trip traveling. But out of everybody, you will become like the only person.
Hallelujah.
That is brought out.
Amen.
For a particular blessing.
Prophesy.
Yes.
Come to pass.
Father.
Yes.
I don't know what it is.
Yes.
I don't know what it is.
Yes.
But you know. And because you know.
She will return next week.
Yet to speak about that which she will be singled out for.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree it.
Yes.
I prophesy it.
Prophesy.
I speak it.
Speak it.
I enforce it.
Yes.
It cannot be any other way.
Jesus.
Apart from this unique thing. And I tap it from here.
Yes.
And I stretch it over into the church.
Amen.
Receive a singling out.
I receive it.
Yes. Receive a singling out.
I receive it.
Yes. I mean, you just be called from a group of people.
Yes.
And say, this is due you.
This is due you.
Or have this.
Yes.
Or enter here.
Amen.
Or enjoy this. And yet there are many others like you,
yes,
who should be called,
Jesus,
and yet are not called.
Yes.